Congratulations, Coach. It was one of those games that was, kind of hard to get going here. Cimarron, I think they probably dictated the pace maybe more so tonight, kept the play slower, and you guys were able to really pull away in that third and fourth quarter to separate yourselves from the Blue Jays tonight.
Yeah, the offense that they run, that fade screen baseline runner stuff, it's got some continuity to it. So, if you're not going to get out in passing lanes, they're going to be able to run it for an extended period of time. That does slow it down. And I thought we did a fine job in the half court defensively. We did well. When we want to get up in pressure, number one's a really fast kid. And that probably was, some of the cause of it. He was able to get downhill and get into the paint. And the second half, we kind of backed him up a little bit just to keep him in front of us. We still wanted to pressure, but we didn't want to give up paint touches. We were able to go on that run in the third and get it out to a pretty comfortable lead. Talking to our guys again, you got to have some discipline when it comes to decision making, because in a game, of basketball, you take advantage of where the mismatch is. Mm-hmm. And for us, it was getting the ball to Jackson. And early on, we settled and we weren't. And I think everybody in the gym saw, how effective it was when we did it. We just needed to do it more. And that means sacrificing some of your own shot attempts, because it's what's better for the team. And we did that later on in the second and early in the third. He got a lot of touches down there, and we were able to extend it. So, you just have to understand how the game's being played and where our best opportunity to win is. And it was getting the ball down to Jackson.
Yeah, he ended up with another double-double, 22 points. And, Dylan Metzer got off hot shooting there, 8 points in that first quarter, and then battled foul trouble for the rest of the first half and had 3 fouls there and ended up with 13 points. And, you have Metzger and Nolan with foul trouble in that first half with 3 and 2. That changes a lot for you guys.
It does. Rebounding, it affects us a little bit. Avery's long. He gets in there to rebound. We want to push the ball. And, when we were able to get some of our other guys in there because of the foul trouble, they did fine. They weren't as comfortable handling the little bit of pressure that they put on us. You just got to be smart, not try to overdo things with a dribble. Keep the ball moving, look for open gaps in the middle. When Avery and Dylan were both, picked up two, and then Dylan picked up this third one trying to get a loose ball, and you just got to be smart in that situation, not put yourself in it. Obviously, you lose a starter, you're going to change a little bit. You lose two starters, you're going to change a little bit more. So, that's to be expected, but I still thought our guys came in and battled and played hard. In that first half, it was more so number one getting downhill and finding number 12 unguarded.
Yeah.
And that can't happen. It happened Saturday. And so it's one of those things that we've got to correct, and we've got to make sure we know who the shooters are on the floor, and we've got to be accountable for them. So still a lot to learn with our team, but my God, they just continue to play hard. We got guys diving on the floor. We're taking multiple charges every game. So those are things that you love to see, and things that you can't coach. You can't really coach somebody's heart and their effort. And I think our kids put it on full display pretty much every night.
Yeah, they do. You guys took, 2 charges tonight, I think it was?
At least 2, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good there. And, Brooks kind of stood his ground in there pretty good there in that first half. But, it was a lot of other players. I thought Alex Trango, he did a lot of other great things here tonight. He only scored 3 points, but he did a lot of things. I thought his presence on defense, his quickness, really countered what Cimarron wanted to do.
Absolutely. He's able, with his speed and quickness, he's able to keep number one. I think he saw it in the second half especially. But even in the first half, when Alex was picking up, that kid get ahead of steam, but he'd still get back there to cut him off eventually. And that says a lot, because number one's pretty speedy. And the second half, when we backed him up, he was able to keep him in front of him, and he did a great job. But, that's people understanding their roles. Alex is a guy that really can create problems on the defensive side, and that's his role. And he's going to get points off of deflections and steals and turnovers like that. We made a lot of good defensive plays, with that first unit in there and even the subs that came in. But, like you said earlier, Dylan got off to a hot start, and it's kind of tough to see him getting foul trouble right there, because it kind of takes you out of the rhythm. Nonetheless, he got back in there and played smart defense throughout the rest of the game. So I don't think he picked up another foul. That shows a lot about his growth, where he's come from a year ago. Defensively, he's smart. He stays in the right spots. And that really helps us out. But again, you just go back to, you know, you got to understand, mm-hmm. you know, the game and where the opportunities are going to be. And, you know, Jackson had a monster night for us. And, you know, if we could have got him more touches early, you know, I think that would have really opened up some other things on the backside. But, you know, a win is a win. You don't take them for granted by any means. It doesn't matter how, you know, ugly it might have felt or been. But, you know, we're pleased to be sitting in the spot that we are, and Friday's going to be a big test.
Oh, it is. Up to Colby, and that's going to be a big one. They're coming off a pretty big high there. And, of course, their game was postponed tonight to early January. But, yeah, Colby, and they're going to be pretty senior-heavy there. A couple good transfer coming in from St. Francis. A bona fide move, I'll say that. But they'll have a couple really good seniors up top in that perimeter.
Yeah, they do, with Hunter and the kid that moved in. They're dangerous guys. And this year they're playing more of a, you know, kind of a flow offense where they're out there and they're moving and they're cutting, and it's not necessarily – you know, they got a lot of sets still. Parker does a great job running mm-hmm. set plays. So we got to be ready for a lot of that. But at the same time, they I think they trust the guards mm-hmm. that they have because they're pretty darn good. And, you know, it's going to be a big test keeping Hunter in front of us. You know, he's a playmaker, and we got to keep him in front. We got to limit some of the open look touches that we gave up tonight. But, again, it is a game where we're gonna pound it in there, and we hope we want to. You know, that's what we want to do. But, you know, I like our team, man. They just play mm-hmm. so hard that every night, you know, it's a little bit more comforting knowing that, you know, these guys are going to take the floor and play as hard as they possibly can.
Definitely a 4-1 start, a good start for you guys. Congratulations, Coach, on the win as you get ready to head to Colby on Friday. Thanks again for joining me here post-game. We'll talk to you later on this week here.
All right, thanks, Adam.